Coming into our practice now, taking care of our postures, sitting in a way that feels easeful, yet alert and dignified, supported. I'm just going to reprise one of the poems from last time by Wendell Berry. Sit and be still until in the time of no rain you hear beneath the dry wind's commotion in the trees the sound of flowing water among the rocks, a stream unheard before. And you are where breathing is prayer. And you are where breathing is prayer. So really connecting with the breath with a real heartfeltness. What does it mean to be heartfelt? How does it feel in the body, mind, and heart to invoke heartfeltness? Letting yourself settle into the breath, gathering the awareness again and again into the breathing with interest, with heartfeltness. Connecting with this breath that we all share. And now with that same interest and heartfeltness, let's move into loving kindness practice. Perhaps giving yourself a little soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere, as a little reminder to work with the heart. With whatever may show warm, loving feelings, and sometimes when we engage this practice, we can have challenging feelings. The hindrances may show. We can have difficulties, so really intending to open to ourselves and our experiences. Using the soothing touch whenever you feel that it may be helpful for you throughout the practice. And now bringing forth to mind someone, some being, that when you think of this being, you naturally smile. An uncomplicated being, the relationship is that you have with this being, as uncomplicated as possible. And so young children, grandparents, dear pets, sometimes even beings who have passed, can really help us open the heart So holding in mind this one, perhaps even letting that little bit of a smile come to the eyes, the lips. That also helps for wakefulness. And as you hold in mind this being or visualize him or her, beginning now to offer loving kindness phrases. So I will offer you my phrases, and then there'll be a period of silence where you can work with these or ones of your choosing. So I'll say the longer version followed by the briefer version to help the memory. And so holding in mind this dear one, may my dear one be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for themselves. May my dear one be safe. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be safe. Feeling the body sitting and breathing throughout, perhaps the bit of the smile, the soothing touch. May my dear one be healthy. May you be healthy and strong in your body. May you be healthy. May my dear one be happy. May you be peaceful, happy, and free in your heart and mind. May you be happy. And may my dear one live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. May you live with ease. And so then simply, may my dear one be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. So repeating these good wishes, or if you prefer, ones of your own choosing, over the next few minutes for the dear one. Really savoring the phrases. Bringing the attention back to a felt sense of sitting and breathing and the phrases whenever the mind wanders. then pausing with the phrases for the loved one, checking in with ourselves, the effects of the practice so far. How am I feeling in the body? The heart, the mind. Letting whatever your experiences be as they are, with heartfeltness, friendliness, at least respect and tolerance, knowing it's all the workings of the heart showing. Giving yourself soothing touch at any point. And now let's bring ourselves into this picture, perhaps alongside the loved one, or hand in hand, or facing each other, or one in the other's lap, whatever positioning works for you, whether you just simply sense it or you can visualize it, it doesn't matter. Just bringing yourself into the circle of well-wishing, even if you're not feeling well-wishing. We practice. Now offering the phrases of loving kindness for ourselves and the loved one together. May we both be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. May we both be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm, safe. May we both be healthy, healthy and strong in our bodies, healthy. May we both be happy, peaceful, happy, free in our hearts and minds. And may we both live with ease, joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. May we live with ease. And so carrying on with these phrases or ones of your choosing for yourself alongside, along with the loved one, bringing the attention back gently, kindly when it wanders. And if it helps you to imagine yourself as a young child with the loved one, that may be skillful. May open the heart. See what happens. And then pausing with the phrases for yourself along with the loved one, checking in, noticing, how's the body? How's the heart? How's the mind? Opening as best you can with kindness, respect for the presence of any hindrance or shade or shadow of a hindrance. It's all part of the practice. Noticing too, perhaps, if there's any wholesome quality within heart mind that's showing. Perhaps an absence of hindrances. Letting that be known and felt. And now let's widen our circle of care to include this community. We cover many categories of loving kindness practice when we consider this community. There can be the dear ones, benefactors, there can be neutral ones. And there may even be some difficult ones, such as the nature of community and relationship. So having a sense of this community, all who are here today, and remembering too those who aren't with us. Having a sense of sitting here with one another. Including ourselves in this community. And offering up the phrases of loving kindness for the community, including ourselves. Maybe with a little soothing touch, a bit of a smile, whatever warms up the practice. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. May we all be safe. May we all be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we all be safe. Embodying the phrases, feeling them through the body and the breath. May we all be healthy. May we all be healthy and strong in our bodies. Any difficulties, may they be healing. May we be healing. May we all be happy. May we all be peaceful, happy, and free in our hearts and minds. May we all be happy. And may we all live with ease. May we all joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. May we live with ease. So carrying on with the phrases or ones of your choosing in the next few minutes of silence. And pausing with the phrases, and again checking in with ourselves. How's the body? How's the heart? How's the mind? Letting whatever the experiences be as they are, with kindness, respect, tolerance. And in these last few minutes of the practice, let's widen our awareness outwards as we each see fit. To family and friends and neighborhoods, the city, the province, the country, the continent, the planet. Perhaps even outwards to the earth itself and beyond, as it makes sense to you. And offering up the phrases or ones of your choosing. taking another few moments to finish off your phrases. And coming back then to ourselves, bringing care to ourselves, opening to how we are feeling, sensing the body, however it is, with interest, with heartfeltness. Sensing the heart. Sensing the mind. And being with ourselves just as we are. Perhaps offering some last good wishes for ourselves, for when we come out of the practice, and then just sitting and breathing. And dedicating the benefits of this practice to all beings, including ourselves. May all beings live in peace. May all beings live in peace and harmony. May all beings be free.